Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our final update of the Big Brother 21 season. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and I'm here today to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 feeds, which we'll be honest, not a whole lot, not much going on. But also to go over Jackson Mickey's Big Brother 21 game. Yes, it'll be might be a long one, to be honest. There's a lot to talk about with Jackson's game, quite a lot. So we'll be running through everything that was going on that he was doing throughout the season, and man, it's gonna be an interesting one. It's gonna be an interesting one. All right. So first of all, yesterday on the feeds, like I said, not much going on. As we know, Nicole has lost part two of the final three HOH. She has been trying to get Holly on board to take her to the end. If Holly wins, she's been talking to Jackson. She's been doing her best, but nothing's really coming of it. There is a little bit of paranoia between Jackson and Holly as they talk about, like, you're not going to snake me, right? But it's, again, not really happening here. Not much hope, I think, to look forward to at the moment. So with that out of the way, let's get into Jackson's game here. We're going to talk through what he's been doing. Jackson entered the game week one. Look, I'm a big target. I need to do everything I can to keep myself safe. Immediately, he campaigns for camp director. That's his first goal in the house, is to get safety in the beginning of the game. He volunteers himself to be camp director, and he's going to take it home. He gets the vote. Initially, it looked like it might go on to Jess, but through Jackson's campaigning and the connections that he is able to make very early on, Jackson is going to become the camp director immediately, which then means that he's going to have to banish four people. He chooses three of the other people that volunteered to be camp director, that tried to campaign to get the spot that he was in. He chose Cliff, Jess, and David. Now, there was allegedly some kind of deal made between the four of them that no matter which one of them won, they wouldn't send the others into banishment or whatever it was, because they didn't know at the time. And this kind of quickly made Jackson out to be a bit of a target, a bit of a guy who maybe goes back on his word at the start of the game. He also chose Kemi to go into banishment. He claimed that she never even talked to him, though Kemi outside of the house has claimed that that is not true, that she did talk to him. And so, that's the state of that. David is eventually going to be evicted as he does not make it back into the house. And that was not really Jackson's intention. But with David gone, he's kind of just like, whatever. That's cool. So Jackson, no longer camp director. HOH is going to happen. Christy is going to win the first HOH. That's when the Grateful Alliance is going to be formed. Jackson is a part of it. It kind of spawned out from a Jackson, Jack, and Bella initial core. Then they reached out to people like Christy and Tommy, and eventually a bunch of people were involved, including everybody that we know and love or don't love from Grateful. Over the course of this first week, Jackson is going to develop relationships, individual relationships with a lot of different people. Now, Jackson is doing a lot of work throughout the early portions of the season. He develops relationships with, of course, Jack, Christy, Tommy, Holly, Cliff, Ovi, Bella, and of course, Kat. Awkward. Of the three games that I've been recapping thus far, Jackson is by far the most active socially, strategically, especially in these early weeks. He's making a lot of individual. So Holly was, included into the majority, but most of her individual relationships were focused in on people like Jackson and Holly. She didn't have too many individual relationships outside of that, apart from maybe Christy and Sis. And that was early on when she was the most branched out. As the game went forward, she really started to close in those doors and focused in on a couple of people. Nicole did have a lot of individual relationships, but she was not involved in a lot of alliances, was not included in many majority things or groups or strategy talk. Jackson is basically the best of both worlds here in the early part of the season, in the sense that he was doing well here. That, of course, is going to make him a bigger target later on, which is the give and take of Big Brother. But he's doing very well here in week one. His main relationship is actually not even Kat, it's Jack. Jack is the person he wants to work with the most. They make a final two very early on. He confides in Jack that he's hooking up with Kat. Jack, though, betrays his confidence and tells Christy, because Jack is very close to Christy at this time. This hurts Jackson's feelings. "My bro, why did you do this to me? I don't like this." He goes and talks to Holly about it. Holly likes Jackson, uses this as an opportunity to pull Jackson away from Jack and toward herself. And so we talked about that during Holly's game recap. As she talks about Jack and how, maybe he shouldn't trust Jack, and down the line, Jack is somebody that they would need to look at. That talk is going to go away from Holly as soon as it's clear that Jackson is now firmly with her. There's going to be a similar thing with Bella, as Jackson is very close with Bella in the early portion of the season. They talk about moving in together. And as soon as that ends, then, Holly is no longer concerned about Bella anymore and stops trying to get Jackson to disassociate or target Bella in any way. And it moves on to Nick. So, Jackson is going to be, hurt about the Jack thing. Christy is targeting Kat at this point, and Jackson is already backing away from his Kat relationship association. He is already like, okay, maybe, he's still with her, but I think maybe is no longer needs her for the kind of relationship that they had previously, is how I might put it. So He's backing away from that whole situation when Bella lets them know that Kemi is talking about him, Jackson and Jack, then they decide to target Kemi via the back door. And Jackson is going to start getting closer to Holly throughout all of this. As I said, she's trying to pull him away from Jack. She's using the fact that Jack is too close to Christy. Jackson shouldn't be too closely associated with Jack, make him an even bigger target. So Jackson actually goes to Christy and talks to her about how he doesn't want to be seen as a pair with Jack or with Kat. Being seen as a pair is no good. This actually is one of the sparks that sets Christy off on this paranoid streak about, no, I'm not with Jack. I'm not a pair with Jack. That's not the case. And that's going to really catch fire throughout the entire house as she spends the entire week spiraling, trying to convince people that she's not a person that is anti-Jack, or that is pro-Jack, and that she's actually anti-Jack and all of those things. So all of that happens. She ends up catching Jack talking with Kemi, which freaks her out some more. And as Kemi is freaking out, Kat is starting to get extremely paranoid. She cries to Jackson, who calms her down, tells her she needs to be calm. She needs to trust him. This is going to happen multiple times throughout the week, this first and really second week. Now, because Bella is close to Kemi, they're concerned that Bella is campaigning for Kemi to stay. And so they don't know if they have Bella and Nick's vote to evict Kemi. And so what happens is they get together, Christy, Jack, Jackson, Sis, and Holly, and they all agree that they will have the votes to evict Kemi even without Bella and Nick, and that this six should move forward together, with Tommy being the sixth. This is the seeds here for the six shooters, which will be named in the coming week. Not in the coming week, later in this week. Holly is going to reveal the information she got from Kat, which is that Bella was saying Jack and Jackson have a final two. Kat said this because she was jealous of Bella's relationship with Jackson. And now Jackson is now, he's against Bella. That's done. And the extent to which Holly ever tries to manipulate Jackson is over here in the first week. At this point, though, because he's anti-Bella, he's now also anti-Nick, and he would prefer to bring Kat and Cliff in to this this six. He would basically want to replace Bella and Nick with Kat and Cliff in Grateful. That's what he would like to do. He has a good relationship with Cliff. He's talked about working with Cliff. He will continue to talk about working with Cliff very soon. And so That's kind of what Jackson would prefer to see here in Grateful. Now, Jackson is also going to make up with Jack after all of the crazy Christy happenings. So that relationship is repaired. Jackson is then going to work on his relationship with Cliff. He already had one, but he's going to try to develop it further. He wants to work with Cliff. As I said, he wanted to pull Cliff into Grateful. So he wants to really try to bring Cliff in. He says that, hey, we can work together. Cliff says, I love it. Nobody would suspect us. And so the Southerners is a thing that that begins to happen around this time. Jackson, Holly, and Cliff to a degree. So they start talking about this. This relationship is really forming here. Nick is already trying to talk about targeting Jack and Jackson. He tells Christy about it, and there's all this Grateful drama. Kat is going to freak out again. Jackson calms her down, but during that time, she tells Jackson that Jack had gone to Kemi, which conflicts with the information that Jack told Christy, and so Jack freaks out when Jackson tells him, and they end up interrogating Kat, and she's like, I don't know what I said, I don't know what I heard, and then you know, it's a whole big mess. Kat and Holly talk about how much they love Jackson. Kat and Holly, they love her, they love him. He's a bit of a frat boy, but he has a good heart, that Jackson. Jack and Jackson discuss how to lower their target level. They recognize that they're big targets in the house. Jackson is concerned about Christy not targeting Kemi, and Jack says, well, we got to just support whatever she decides. We can't push our own agenda too much. So Kat freaks out again. Jackson tries to comfort her again. Again, this is going to happen multiple times throughout the week. And this is finally Jackson's breaking point as she says that she doesn't even want to be here. Kat doesn't even want to be in this house. And Jackson is just done with it. He walks away, which only makes her freak out even more. At this point in time, Christy decides to backdoor Ovi because she decided against the backdoor of Kemi. Jackson was not in the loop when this happened. And so after Ovi went on the block, Jackson went to Ovi and said, "Hey, Ovi, I'm sorry, but I can't vote to keep you. I need to vote to keep Kat just to protect my own image, essentially. But Kat will be leaving and that's okay. And I hope that we can work together moving forward." Then Jackson went and talked to the rest of Six Shooters, who are now going to start calling themselves the Six Shooters. And they said, "Oh no, Ovi's the target." And he was like, "Oh, all right, I guess that's fine then. I already told him I was voting to evict him." After getting some alcohol, Kat is going to be all over Jackson, like falling over herself over onto Jackson, who is very uncomfortable with the situation. And the next day, she is going to be upset that that nothing was happening and starts interrogating him about his relationship with Holly. He responds with, you need to stop being paranoid. You can't be saying those things. It's not okay." He then tells Tommy that he's done with Kat. He's done with her. He wants her to go. He needs her to go home. He wants Ovi to stay. Tommy is on board. There might be a flip in the works here. Jackson goes and talks to Jack about it, and Jack says, "No, we control Kat. She does what we say. Ovi, he's a wild card. We can't trust him. I know she's annoying, but we have to keep her around. She's useful." So the flip shuts down. But then Ovi tells Jackson and Jack about his power in the hopes that it will make them want to keep him. And it does for Jackson, who is back on board to, "Let's please evict Kat. Ovi is with us. He will use the power to help us." And Jack again says, "No, I don't believe that Ovi is going to be true to his word. I don't believe it. Not into it. No deal." So they go and tell Christy and Tommy about Ovi's power. They all agree that they will still be sending him out the door. And Ovi is evicted with Jackson as a vote to evict him. So in summary here for week one, there's a lot. A lot going on with Jackson. Because Jackson has his fingers in so many pies and so many watermelons, he's involved in a lot of different things. He has a lot of individual relationships. He's involved in a lot of discussions, strategy-wise, a lot of decision-making. Now, to be clear here, Jackson's influence over the week's events, still just a moderate influence. He's involved in a lot of things. He's part of most discussions and plans. Not all of them, though. He was left out of the Ovi loop. And he would have preferred to see Kat leave this week and not Ovi, so he didn't get his way there. He's not controlling the house, and that's going to be the case for about half the season, is that basically for half the season, Tommy and Christy were controlling the house, but Jackson was a very active player in a lot of that. Cliff was somebody who was, Cliff, Nicole, and Kat to some degree were all working to break up the big alliance, and they were having various degrees of success with that. And those were really the key players throughout the first half of the season. It's Tommy and Christy running the house. Jackson really laying his planting his watermelon seeds everywhere and maintaining his relationships while Cliff, Nicole, and Kat work to undermine the big majority. Granted, Kat didn't start doing it until just a few weeks before she was evicted, whereas Nicole and Cliff were doing it throughout, or at least Nicole was doing it at the first part, Kat was doing it at the last part, Cliff was doing it throughout. And Jack is also somebody that was very active, but mostly focused in. Jackson is probably the most active player in terms of talking to everyone and maintaining relationships with everyone, even more so than somebody like Tommy. But Tommy had more control over the actual events that were occurring throughout the early part of the season. But point being, Jackson is definitely one of the most active players in the house, regardless of his success at times or his failure at times. So at this point in time, Jackson is targeting Kemi, Nick, and Bella. And he's being targeted by Kemi, Nick, and Bella. But all of them would prefer to see Jack go, or at least probably would prefer to see Jack go. If Jack and Jackson went on the block, Jack would probably be the one to go home. So it's kind of an indirect target, but he still does have a target on his back. Heading into week two, we have Camp Comeback in play. Ovi's going to stick around, and David's going to come back in, which is no good for Jackson. He does not love that. Jackson tries to do a lot of damage control with David. At first, it's not very successful, and that relationship is going to continue to build tension, though later it will start to recover a bit. Jack and Jackson discuss nominations. Jack wants to take the shot at Nick, but Jackson tells him, no, can't do that. Camp Comeback is in play. It will not work out well for us. So right now is the time to be all about grateful. Grateful. Kemi is our target. That's what's going to happen. So Nick tells Jack that Kemi was planning to put Jack and Jackson up at his urging, which is not part of what he said, because Nick is worried that he's going to be put on the block, because he should be put on the block, and he would have been if not for Camp Comeback. So he's trying to throw Kemi under the bus, because last week he'd talked to Kemi and tried to get her to tell him that she was going to put up Jack and Jackson, which she would, and so then he's routing her out and telling them that it's Kemi, and they were already targeting Kemi, but he's making sure that they're targeting Kemi, and so Kemi is going to be targeted. Tension continues to build in the love triangle between Kat and Holly as they start fighting over Jackson. Tension is also building between Jackson and David, as David, as I mentioned, is still upset about being banished. This is Jackson's lowest point in the game in terms of his behavior, as he says that he assumes that Jackson would want to run a train on the women in the house and that he wants to mule kick him because, I don't know, because he's David. Jackson is spoken to in the diary room about these comments and his behavior. He tells Jack that the internet is spinning it into a race thing. How dare they? Jack tells him, you know, it's not that bad. What you said, it's not that bad. I don't know why it's being a thing. Jackson is going to act all mopey and sad about it. Everyone is going to tell him what a great person he is. I know, but it might not look that way. And Jackson is truly the victim of his own comments and behavior, if you think about it. So Jackson then starts to recover as he hangs out with Jack. He starts talking again about David and how he wants to F with him. David hates dirty dishes, so he's going to pile that sink up. Going to get under his skin. And then David... It's around this time that Jackson breaks up with Kat. Look, Kat, I've got to be selfish for the first time in my life. It's got to happen. What? Is this because of Holly? No, how dare you say that? Don't be paranoid. This is me being selfish for the first time in my life. Jack is going to deny having the second power to Jackson after winning the second power. This is one of the first hints that Jackson is not as close to Jack as he would like to be. Though Jackson is not going to take that hint. Jackson would like for Kat to go home this week after breaking up with her and it being really awkward. She says she's really ruining his experience. Really ruining his experience in the house. It's not fair what she's done to him and his experience. Jack says, though, no, too soon. She's still valuable. We got to get out Kemi. Jackson's actually to the point where he almost wants Kemi to stay. He almost wants something else to happen. He just wants Kat gone. He just needs to get her out of here. I don't want to deal with her. So Jackson gets picked for the veto. He plans to throw it. He ends up rolling his ankle in the competition, which I do think is going to help him for the next couple of weeks. Keep the target off of his back. Jackson talks to Jack about how Nick is jealous after some hookups happen in the house. Jack hooks up with Sis and Nick is talking some smack. And so Jackson is going to talk to Jack about, just because he can't pull Sis, he's going to talk crap about you. That's not cool. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Jackson tells Kemi, he gets into chaos mode. He decides he wants to tell Kemi that Bella is the person that ratted her out. And so he tells Kemi that. Kemi goes to Bella and asks Bella about it. Then Bella comes back to Jackson and asks Jackson why he told Kemi that she was the one that ratted him out. And Jackson says, look, what happened here is that I was testing her. I was testing her loyalty to you. And she passed the test. She told you about it. So everything's cool. She passed the test. We're all good. And Bella buys it somehow. Which is weird. Jackson also says, look, I actually want to keep Kemi. The group doesn't want to. I don't know what to do about it. I know that you're more loyal to me than Jack. So I want to work something out here. Bella takes this bait. She says, of course I'm more loyal to you. Jack's the crazy one. I'm not against you, Jackson. I'm against Jack. Let's do something. And Nicole and Kemi start working on Jackson and Holly to widen the gap between them and Nick and Bella. As Jackson and Bella kind of start to come together a little bit, there is a big divide there. And Nicole, as I talked about with Nicole's game, her goal is to widen this gap, to create these cracks, to widen the cracks, to keep them from coming back together. And so they tag team Jackson and Holly. They tell Jackson and Holly about how Bella has essentially ratted Jackson and Holly, Jackson Jack out. It's talking about them having a final two, them having a final three, them having a final six, and all of those things, because Bella has, of course, also told them all about those things. And so Jackson is going to go to Jack with that information the next day and say, you know what? Bella must have sold out our initial alliance. We can't trust her. Her and Nick need to go. Even before Cliff, because at this point, Cliff Notes have been exposed. And so Cliff is a big target now. But Bella and Nick are even bigger targets than Cliff. Jackson complains to David at one point in the week about how difficult it was being camp director. Imagine week one, day one, you have to banish four people. Three of them come back. Unbelievable. To which David responds, must have been hard. Despite this, though, David has been converted a bit to Jackson's cause. He talks with Jackson about wanting to work with him if he gets back into the game. He says that to the cameras as well, that he would want to work with Jackson if he returned to the game, not necessarily as like a trusting alliance partner, but as just kind of like, I need to work with my enemy, essentially. He thinks that they have enough of a working relationship that he can make it happen. This is, again, we're going to have to talk about Jackson and his two-facedness at the end of this week. Christy does start to become suspicious of the couples when she overhears Jackson and Holly talk about the four. And then Sam is going to try and flip the vote to save Kemi, but it fails. doesn't go anywhere. And it's Jackson's task to make sure the cat doesn't flip because she could theoretically be the swing vote. He tells her not to flip. She's like, ooh, I have power. I'm the swing vote. But no, of course I'm not going to vote to save Kemi. Who are we kidding? No, definitely not. You're good, Jackson. Kemi does pitch to Jackson that she'll target Nick and Bella. He tells her this changes things. And it might have, but it was a little too late. He kind of, again, wanted to do something there, but didn't have the sway to keep her around, and it was a little too late at that point anyway. So Kemi does end up being evicted, with Jackson casting a rogue vote in an attempt to blame Nicole, who he does have a decent relationship with at this point. So in summary here for week two, Jackson is going to cement his place in the house, working many relationships at once, many different sides. He remains a big target, but things are really shifting even more onto Jack than him. He breaks up with Kat and starts showmancing Holly. And this is really when we're going to start to see just how good he is at being this two-faced person. We see him interact with people in the house individually, and he very much is the epitome of that Southern gentleman. I'm a good old boy. And I need to convey to you just how effective that was. It wasn't how we see Jackson, where we kind of see through it because we see the other side of him. A lot of people genuinely saw Jackson the way that Kat and Holly described him the previous week. That he's a little frat boy-esque, but he's got a great heart, that guy. He's a gentleman. He has honor. People like Nicole saw Jackson that way. People like Nicole still see Jackson that way to an extent. Well, everybody saw him that way. Even Kat at this point still sees him that way. It's not going to be until their first big blow up that Kat turns on Jackson. And even then, she is really one of the only people to turn on Jackson in a major way. Christy is going to later turn on Jackson. Sis is going to later turn on Jackson, but that's mostly for game reasons. For the most part, the rough sides of Jackson's personality are hidden away and exposed when he is talking to Jack. Once Jack leaves, that side of him kind of goes away, or at least is hidden, because he doesn't really have anyone to express it with. And this is something that we were talking about during the season, just how, I think I have a tweet out there about it, that he was a very, very two-faced individual. And I was impressed by it at the time. I still am. So at this point in the game, Jackson is still targeting Nick and Bella. He's being targeted by just Nick, and still indirectly. Jackson's influence on the week's event are pretty major. He's very involved in a lot of the things that were going on that week, but he's still not the main driver. He's still not getting his way. That would be Tommy and Christy. So heading into week three, Nick is going to win the HOH, and Jackson tells Holly that he was the rogue vote. He's going to blame it on Nicole. He's also going to ask Nick if he can use if they can use his shower. That's all I'm going to touch on with that one. Most people, though, are able to guess that Jackson was the rogue vote, and he does not play it off particularly well. This turns out to be a pretty big mistake for Jackson. It's a secret that is going to be out there and is going to be used as currency, especially by Cliff later in the season, to help turn people against him and turn him against people, and really just didn't do anything to help his own game. And really, again, further established that he maybe wasn't quite as trustworthy as he might appear. So I'm going to categorize this one as a mistake. Jackson does approach Ovi about wanting to work with him after Ovi, Ovi's still there in Camp Comeback. Now, Jackson knows about the Fellowship of the Zing, thinks it's just called Zing. And for whatever reason, Jackson is the only person in the entire house who decides to use this information to his own benefit. Christy is busy making fun of Zing, Jack is trying to pull in Nicole, but leaving Cliff out to dry. Tommy has talked with Cliff a little bit. He's talked with Nicole a little bit, but Jackson is really the only one to basically pretend he doesn't have this information and then go to Ovi and say, hey, Ovi, I want to work with you, Nicole, and Cliff. You guys are cool. And as we'll talk about throughout the season, it's Jackson's relationships with Cliff in particular, but also to an extent with Nicole that are really going to help him throughout the game. Also hurt him quite a lot, though. Honestly, Cliff was much more a hindrance to Jackson's game than a help. It basically it helped in the sense that he was able to survive a single week in the late game, but it really hurt in the sense that he went weeks and weeks as the main target in the house, largely because of Cliff. So I'm going to say it hurt him more than it helped him, but he was trying, and developing these relationships was not necessarily a bad move for him at the time. So Nicole is going to make her play to try and really split up the Jackson and Holly connection to Nick and Bella. She tries to get Jackson and Jack on the block, but it backfires and undeniable happens, which, as we've talked about a couple of times now, Jackson was a major part of. Very aggro.
Nicole! Gonna pop some people in the teeth.
Jackson feels very betrayed by Nicole, as does Holly. And they are pretty anti-Nicole. They're two of the people who are, it takes a little bit more to convince that that they shouldn't eventually go after Nicole and actually keep her that week. Jack is going to reveal his final two with Jackson to Tommy at this point in time. Now it's become very clear to us, at least, that Jack is much more loyal to Tommy than he is to Jackson. Jackson continues to be unaware of that fact. Jackson is going to throw the veto again this week. And Jack lets Jackson know that Nicole was not lying. So the six shooters do eventually agree that Nicole needs to stay. Jackson is tasked with getting Kat to use the veto on Jess to make sure that they can make that happen, and everything can like play out well. But Kat starts disliking Jackson. She says, "You know, he's spending too much time with Holly. I don't like it." So she wants David to take Jackson out for her. That's her plan. But it quickly blows up into a big argument about what she's saying about him in the diary room. And he's talking about, my image is everything to me. How dare you say things about me in the diary room? Kat. After the blow up, Jackson wants Kat gone again. And the six shooters are heavily considering evicting Jess instead of Cliff. They start to wonder if they can get Kat to not use the veto so that they can evict Jess as a way to take a shot at Kat. But Holly steps in and says, no, takes a while. It takes a lot of convincing, but Holly eventually turns them away from this idea by saying that she has a lot of mutual friends with Kat and that Kat can't turn on her and that they can trust Kat. She promises, take my word for it. Please, let's make this happen. Cliff needs to go. So they hesitantly back away from that plan and allow Kat to use the veto. Kat complains about Jackson to Jess, who defends him because he's a Southern gentleman. Jackson apologizes to Kat, and they're okay for a little bit again. Holly and Sis are going to tell Jackson about Christy's power after they learn about it. Jackson is the only one to correctly point out, why the hell did she tell Nick and Bella about it? What is she thinking? Kat tells the six shooters that Kemi has a thing for David and she doesn't like it. So watch out for that. There's a lot of debate as to whether or not they should tell Kat about the Nicole vote. Jackson and Holly are really against it. They don't like the idea of telling Kat about it. She's going to blow the whole thing up. She's not, you know, she doesn't have a good poker face. But Christy really wants to tell Kat because she's worried that Kat will be upset if they don't tell her. And this is, again, going to start this rift between Christy and Jackson, where Christy is Christy flat out says, you know what? I'm going to rat them out. If Kat's annoyed about this, I'm going to rat them out and say it was their idea. But Jackson and Holly eventually relent. They tell Kat, they have her act as a mole, and the rest is history. Jackson and David do discuss working together if David comes back, but that's not going to be in the cards because Cliff is evicted. Jackson is a vote to evict him, and eventually Cliff is going to be the person that comes back. But before that, we're going to talk about week three here because Jackson starts to work with the bottom feeders, but quickly pulls back when it seems like Nicole has betrayed him and played him. His conflicting interests with the rest of the six shooters begin to become apparent here in this week. Again, it's a lot of, Jackson just working the house, keeping the target off of his back, and, maintaining a good position. But there is some tension that's starting to form between him and Kat, between him and Christy. And those are going to be very important moving forward. At this point in time, he's still targeting Nick, Bella, and now Sam. He's being targeted by really nobody at this point, and he's a major player in the week. So heading into week four, Cliff is going to win the battle back. Jackson immediately tries to do damage control. He says, oh, no, we did this on purpose. We knew you would come back, and so we can still work together. But Cliff isn't having it. Cliff wins the HOH, and Jackson comes up with a terrible plan to volunteer himself for the block and hope that Nick will go on the block next to him. He gets Christy to promise that she'll use her power on him if he does this, and she says yes, but actually eventually has no intention of using her power on him. He had made a deal with Cliff to keep each other safe, so he's hoping that with Nick on the block next to him, Nick will go home. So Jackson proposes that plan to Cliff, who uses it as an opportunity to use it as an excuse to put Jackson on the block. Jackson also tells Cliff about Ovi's power and continues to develop the relationship with Cliff, which is important for the two of them, but more for Cliff than Jackson. Cliff then nominates Jack and Jackson. Christy again promises to use her power on either one of them if the veto was won by somebody that they trust. Jackson and Holly are using Kat as a rat throughout this whole experience, as Kat is discussing plans with Cliff. He does not realize that she is a rat. She then runs the plans back to Jackson and Holly and lets them know what's happening and everything that Cliff is planning. Kat also says that she will use the veto on Jackson if she wins. It's at this point in time that Holly considers letting Jackson go this week. She's thinking that maybe he's not a benefit to her game, but that's when Kat says, no, we need to keep him around. That's going to quickly flip, though, as the week progresses. Christy says to Tommy that she is actually not planning on using the power on Jackson, that if Jackson needs it, she's not going to use it. She'll use it on Jack. Not for Jackson. So Jackson, though, wins the veto. Christy starts hemming and hawing about using her power, even on Jack. And Jackson really starts to push hard, really starts to pressure her into using the power. And Christy is not a fan. Christy goes to talk to Cliff, and Cliff notices that Christy seems to be very mad at Jackson, uses this as an opportunity to exploit the cracks in their relationship. He exposes his relationship with Jackson, the Southerners, the fact that Jackson has been trying to work him for the last few weeks and is continuing to try to work him, despite the fact that he is clearly in some kind of other alliance. This pisses Christy off even more, and this is definitely a breaking point in Christy and Jackson's relationship. She then tells Cliff that Jackson was the rogue vote, but don't tell anyone. That's going to be information that Cliff uses very well in the coming weeks. She also says that she would not have used the power on Jackson. And so they end up making a deal. Bella's going to go on the block. Christy's not going to use her power. But Christy expresses a lot of concern about Jackson after this conversation to Tommy. She is worried about these side deals he has, and she is really concerned about Jackson. She thinks she might need to start thinking about targeting him very soon. So she also talks to Kat about this. Kat plays into it as well, of course. And so Cliff is now hoping that with Jackson off the block, He's wiped the slate clean with Jackson. After, you know, throwing him under the bus, Cliff goes to Jackson. He says, "Jackson, I hope we're good. I put you up. You voted me out. Slate clean. Can we work together moving forward?" Jackson says, "Absolutely." Now, definitely nobody will know that we're working together, despite the fact that Cliff just routed them out. So Nick is going to see the writing on the wall this week, and he approaches Jackson in an attempt to make peace with him. He's been told that Bella is the problem in his game, so once Bella leaves, he thinks that hopefully he can work with Jackson moving forward. Jackson is in a position here where a lot of people are still running to him. Now, Cliff is trying to pin him against Christy, but a lot of other people in the house see Jackson as a power figure that can be trusted and can help them out in the game if they approach him and work with him. And so that's what Nick is doing here. He has his back against the wall, and he is approaching Jackson as a last resort, as somebody that he can just go to and try to work with. And that's going to be, it could have been important for Nick, but it doesn't turn out that well. So it's around this time that Cliff and Kat discuss what Cliff had noticed when he talked to Christy, what he had set in motion by telling her about Jackson and his side deals and all of that, that eventually went to Kat and she fanned those flames. They discuss that and they talk about how to exploit the crack in this Jackson and Christy relationship moving forward, that Kat is not going to be a vote to evict Jack this week. So that's not going to happen. But what they can do is work toward trying to get Christy and Jackson to target each other. So it's around this time that Holly starts feeling uncomfortable about having sex on camera. So Jackson decides to break up with her. And then in the resulting discussion and / argument, she makes a joke about his abs. And now he's really done. "No, we're done. I'm not talking about this anymore. No. That's it. I'm making the call for us both. If you don't feel comfortable, then that's it." Kat and Cliff are really going to go on an anti-Jackson campaign to Christy. They both start throwing hints out about Jackson, and Christy and Tommy are done with him at this point. They love Cliff, and they want to put up Jackson and Holly together soon. Jackson and Holly are busy fighting. Jackson and Holly make up. Holly tells Jackson to be careful with Kat because she's playing him. Bella campaigns to Jackson and Holly. They do briefly consider it, but decide against it. Then Nick is going to tell Jackson that Christy is coming for him as a way to try to campaign to get him to flip to keep Bella. But Jackson does not really buy it at this time. Nick tells him, "No, she's coming for you. She says you're disrespectful to women. Like you can't trust her." But Jackson's not buying it, and he's not about it. At this point, Tommy is going to get Sis on board to take out Jackson next week. Jackson's in some trouble here. Jackson gets into another argument with Kat before the eviction, mostly because of what Holly told him, that she's playing him. And so the tension begins to build once again. They get into a big blow up right before the eviction. Bella is going to be evicted. Jackson is a vote to evict her. So in summary here, Jackson's run finally ends here. He's forced to win a veto and save himself, and people start seeing him for the threat that he is. Now, people are still coming to him to work with him, but because of Cliff and Kat to some degree, that there is this extremely rapidly growing tension between him and Christy. Because of that tension, Tommy is now anti-Jackson. Because Tommy's anti-Jackson, both Tommy and Christy, they've always gotten their way. They're getting everyone else against him. And so he's now heading into the next week being targeted by Christy, Tommy, Sis, Nick, Sam, and Kat. Nick is not necessarily like super against him because, like I said, he did go approach him to try to work with him. But knowing what we know now with Nick's relationship with Tommy, there's a decent chance that that Nick would have taken that shot, that Tommy really wanted that shot to be taken, and that Tommy was probably capable of turning Nick to Jackson at this point in time. So he's really in a lot of trouble heading into the following week. He's targeting Nick and Sam. And his influence on the week this week was basically none. He won the veto and he toyed with a vote flip, but he didn't have much control over the outcome. So heading into week five, it's going to be an endurance competition. And Jackson pees himself. It's a must-win competition for him, and that's what he musters. Now, he actually does pretty well, but it's Holly that's going to take it home after some encouragement from Jackson. She wanted to throw it to Sis, but she ultimately did not because Jackson told her not to, and that was very necessary because, as I said, a lot of those people were coming for Jackson. If Sis had won this HOH, I have little doubt that Jackson would have been on the block and potentially going home. So, we get to Holly as HOH. Sis is pissed. Jackson apologizes to Sis, but it's not going to be enough. But it's all right. Everything is okay in Jackson's world. Because guess what? He got his Raisin Bran Crunch. He's been asking for it for weeks. Finally got it. Things are looking up. Let's go. Jackson is going to suggest that Holly puts up Nicole and Nick because Sam and Nick is too bold for her. Holly wants to do Sam and Nick because she's a bold person. Jackson tells Cliff, you're good. Now, again, when I talked about Holly's game, a lot of it had to do with her conversations with Jackson, sometimes with Tommy, sometimes with Kat. But apart from that, not too many others. Jackson is really the one going around talking to a lot of other individual people. So Jackson is the one that goes to tell Cliff that he's good. He maintains this relationship on his own. He says, Cliff, we're not coming for you. And Cliff, Nick told me that Christy's coming for me. He said that she's saying I'm disrespectful to women. Like, that's not true, right? And Cliff is like, I've heard some things. Jackson's, oh man. Really, Christy? It's like, I mean, Nick is saying it, so. Jackson says, well, targets may have to shift in the coming weeks. Cliff's like, I'm with you. I'm with you. Jackson's finally starting to see what he hasn't before, which is that Christy is against him. This is his first real taste of that, apart from what Nick had told him before. But this is the first time he's really buying into it and starting to see and starting to want to do something about it. He still does not see Jack and his involvement, though, and that's going to really burn him at the end of this week. Jackson makes breakfast for Holly. He's really proud of himself. He's also really proud of himself for not telling her what to do. He's the greatest boyfriend ever. His mom raised him well. He tells Jack about his increasing concerns about Christy. He also brings those concerns to Holly. And Jack does keep them to himself. Jack is playing both sides of six shooters at this time. Would have been a great spot for him if he hadn't blown himself up. But Jackson and Holly are realizing they're at the bottom of the six shooters, and they need to continue to develop their relationships with people like Cliff, and work that way out, because Cliff is somebody that can help them. They see Cliff as their only ally against Christy, when in actuality he's more like a parasite sucking their blood and poisoning them and poisoning Christy and getting them to target each other. Meanwhile, like I said, Kat and Cliff are the ones stirring more stuff up with Christy about Jackson, really heating up that feud. It's really heating up. Christy is really anti-Jackson right now. Nick wins the veto, which means that Sam is now in the hot seat. And the other option is Nicole. Nicole can go up to replace Nick, and then Nicole can go home. Or Kat can go up because Kat volunteered and they can send Sam home. Now, Sis wants to keep Sam because she knows that Sam will go after Jackson and Holly. That's what he's pitching to them, to her. She wants Nicole gone. Jackson agrees. He wants Nicole gone. He wants Sam to stay. Now, we have to remember that if they bought into this, if they put Nicole on the block and sent Nicole home, Sam would have stayed in the game. Sam was actually pretty anti-Jackson and Holly at this point. He still trusted Christy to a degree until later on in the week. but who knows where Sam would have eventually went. But we at the time speculated that Sam and Nick would both run back to the Christy and Tommy side of things. I have very little doubt in my mind that that's what would have happened. Sam was getting very close to Sis at this time, and he was making a lot of promises to Jackson and Holly, but at the end of the day, even the day of his eviction, Sam was willing to make deals with people like Tommy and Christy. So this would have been a big mistake for Jackson, but he was really pushing for it because he did not see the writing on the wall here. Jackson and Holly want Nicole gone after Nick and Sam. That's they'll either have Nicole gone first, or they'll have Nick and Sam gone. Then they'll get rid of Nicole. They do have to worry about Christy, but they're not so worried that they want to target her next. It's in the coming weeks. In a couple of weeks, they'll start thinking about targeting Christy. They want Cliff around so that he can target Christy for them. They're still very hesitant. They're still very new to the idea of turning on their alliance, whereas Christy and Tommy have been thinking about it for at least a week now. So this is, again, big mistake from Jackson and Holly. They really misplay this week. They really do not see what's happening and refuse to see it. And it really puts them in a lot of trouble, especially as Holly eventually decides to put Kat on the block instead of Nicole, which means that one of their closest allies is going to be in a lot of danger coming up on Thursday for the eviction. So Jackson pitches to Jack that they have to form a new six. Let's form a new six with Nick and Sam, take out Nicole. Jack pushes back, though. Jackson really does want to keep Sam and get rid of Nicole. It's not happening. Jackson goes to Cliff about keeping Sam. And this is a funny interaction in the context of things, especially with Cliff and what he does. So Jackson goes to Cliff. He says, look, Christy is really pushing back. She really wants to keep Sam. She really wants to evict Sam. It's no good. Why is she doing that? I don't like it. Cliff says, of course she is. Think about it. Sam's going after her. Sam could work for you. We're going to need each other in this game. Jackson's like, we do. I know. Hopefully we can get Sam to stay. He'll take shots for us. We can make this happen, Cliff. We need to work together. So yes. So they agree. They're fully now solidly working together. And it's not a handshake, but it's an agreement. They are working together. And then Cliff goes straight to Christy. Christy, I caught Jack and Jackson talking. They keep whispering together. I think they're plotting to keep Sam. I'm worried about it. Christy's like, what? They're plotting to keep Sam, but I don't want Sam in this game. They're trying to get rid of Nicole. That's no good. Cliff doesn't want Nicole to go. So Christy questions Jack about this, who actually lies to her and does not tell her about Jackson's malicious intentions, or mutinous intentions, you might say. So then Christy starts to become very suspicious of Jack. She tells Tommy that she is out on Jack. No more Jack. She's not about it. Then we have the big blow up with Tommy and Christy and Jackson and Holly, where it's exposed that people are upset that Nicole might not, Nicole might go on the block and that it can't be Nicole. And so Tommy and Christy convince Holly that it shouldn't be Nicole. But then, Kat exposes that they're mad about it. And so Jackson confronts them. They blame it all on Sis. And Holly is getting really upset with Sis, because she's flirting with Jackson, even though Sis isn't really flirting with Jackson all that much. But Jackson is encouraging this jealousy because he's Jackson. And then Sam is finally going to make his campaign to Jackson about Christy. He says all of the right things, because he tells the story about how Christy last week didn't want to use her power. She's been saying all these things about Jackson, so on and so forth. It fits all of the holes that Cliff and Kat have been poking throughout the last week or so. It matches everything perfectly. It makes sense to Jackson in a way that Nick's talk didn't. Like I said, Cliff has been dropping these hints to Jackson for a long time, poking these holes in Christie's story, and everything that Sam says fits and aligns perfectly. So it works. Jackson wants to save Sam, but he can't because Holly has Kat up there. Holly can't let Kat go. So Jackson goes to talk to Jack about it. Now, because they can't evict Kat and they can't save Sam, they're going to need to gather their troops in six shooters and work toward next week because they're in a bad spot. So Jack approaches Jackson approaches Jack. And he tells Jack about everything. They can't trust Christie. They need to gather Jack. They need to, you know, get the rest of six shooters on board. They need to get rid of Christie. And people forget about this, but he convinced Jack. Jack was on board. Remember, Jack still hadn't told Christie anything. Jack is still, there's a rift now between Jack and Christie, somewhat formed by Cliff, but also because of all this flirting nonsense. And so Jack goes to Tommy to pitch, hey, Jackson's right. We need to get rid of Christie. She's a liability. Let's move in with Jackson and Holly and let's do this. But once again, a pre-existing relationship is going to throw a wrench in the game because Tommy says, nah. Not about this. Tommy flips it around and convinces Jack that they cannot turn on Christie. And gets Jack on board with keeping Christie around. Jackson is potentially the enemy. They need to pull Jackson in. They need to reel him back in. How do they do that? How did they do it last time? Scapegoat. Who's the scapegoat? Kat or Cliff? Both of them. We'll use them as scapegoats. So the next day, when Jackson goes to talk to Jack again, Jack says, look, man, I think Cliff and Kat are playing you. I think they're lying to you. I think Sam is lying. Jackson says, no, dude, I know. I trust Cliff. And I trust Kat. And you know why I trust Kat? She knows Holly. She's not going to lie to us. Uh-oh. So Jack is again going to run that back to Tommy and tell him that they know each other. Tommy's going to try and flip the vote here. But he gets caught. Everything blows up. Happens. Jackson gets into fights. Holly gets into fights. Kat gets into fights. Ultimately, Christie shuts the flip down and Sam is going to be evicted with Jackson as a vote to evict him. So in summary here, Cliff and Kat are really tearing at the seams of the six shooters. Jackson and Holly make mistake after mistake, leading to Jackson eventually spilling the beans about Holly and Kat. Ultimately, the week was saved, but from here on out, it's all out war, and Jackson is not in a great place. He has lost his alliance, and he doesn't really have much of a backup. His only real connection outside of the alliance that he just lost, Cliff, who's basically the reason that he's been ousted from his alliance because he's secretly a parasite, and Kat, who he broke up with a few weeks ago and secretly hates him and wants to make sure she does better than him, but it's still somewhat loyal. Not in a good place, Jackson. This is probably his lowest point in the game. So Jackson at this point is targeting Christie and maybe even Jack. Jackson's being targeted by Christie, Tommy, Sis, and maybe even Jack. Jackson's influence on the week's events are pretty major, but in the sense that he was being played all week long. So heading into week six, Jess is going to pull out a win. How did that happen? It actually ends up saving Jackson. And now let me tell you about week six for Jackson. He does nothing. A whole lot of nothing. He mopes around, apologizes to Kat and Holly. Gets nominated, continues to mope around, talking to very few people. Nick does come and talk to him at one point in the week. He says, you know, Jackson, you were there for me when Bella was leaving, so I'm going to be here for you. I want to work with you. Jackson's like, cool. Jack does feel bad about what he did. Feels like he shouldn't have burned Jackson like that. But there's nothing he can do now. Jackson does eavesdrop on a conversation between the six shooters where they discuss a plan to pitch to Cliff to keep Jack. And then he tells Cliff about it, gives him a warning. Tommy also makes a Hail Mary pitch to Jackson and Holly that they should work together, that he actually loves them. And it works. It lands. Jackson does love Tommy, doesn't want to target Tommy. That relationship is going to be important moving forward. By the end of the week, Jack and Jackson do make up. And Jack is evicted. And I am not overly summarizing. That's really just how little Jackson was doing that week. In summary here, he really screwed up the week before. He mopes around. He apologizes. He lies low for the week as he's on the block. The game is played around him at this point. And he's not really doing much other than manage some individual relationships. But even those things are mostly people coming to him and him accepting. It's about all he's doing here. Jackson is targeting Christy at this point, being targeted by Christy and Sis. Now, Tommy is no longer targeting Jackson. And Nick is no longer really targeting Jackson. So those are two good things. You know, lying low and acting mopey the way he did, it did help him with Nick, did help him with Tommy. But apart from that, he's really he's starting to lose the hold he has on the game. His influence on the week was absolutely nothing. He did nothing. There was no influence. So heading into week 7, Tommy is going to win HOH. Jackson is going to volunteer as a pawn. Tommy doesn't really want to do that, though. He doesn't want to use Jackson as a pawn. He doesn't want to put a pawn Jackson up. Tommy talks to him again about how they should be working together and that they may be taking shots at each other's allies. Maybe they're friends. Some of Jackson's friends might end up on the block this week, but they both agree that they will not allow each other to become collateral damage in the coming war. It's kind of like, it's kind of like, hey, look, we're both on opposite sides right now. We recognize that, but let's make sure that, as we battle it out, we're the ones that end up as the last people standing. It's obviously going to be pretty valuable to Tommy as it becomes a very one-sided war in the coming weeks. America's field trip happens. Jackson wins safety from it. But it's at this time that he realizes that America definitely does, in fact, hate him. But he revels in the fact that they also hate Christy. And that's nice. And coincidentally, around this time, not coincidentally, actually, probably because of this, this is around the time that America actually starts to like Jackson. I don't know if people remember this, but there was a time that Jackson was one of people's favorite players in the house. And began here. Really, all he had to do was do nothing in the house and then make fun of Christy. Really endeared him to the audience. And look where we are now. Look what you have done. What you have wrought. Anyway. Jackson wants to vote Christy out, but Holly is hesitant. She doesn't really want to do that. Tommy is going to win the veto, make it a moot point. He uses the veto on Christy. Jackson finally relents and agrees that he needs to, that he will work with the six again. Holly's been pushing for this, that, now that Kat is on the block with Cliff, Cliff will be going home, they assume. And if Cliff goes home, they need to go back and work with the six. Cliff, as I mentioned, was always one of the main forces keeping those people apart. And if he goes home, him being neutralized this week really hurts the chances of keeping them apart. However, Cliff is doing a good job and he is going to be safe this week. And as Jackson and Holly learn that, Jackson is actually kind of pleased. You know what? I'm glad Kat's leaving because that means I don't have to go and work with the six again. So Nick makes a deal with Jackson to keep each other safe. Again, another one of these, like, you know, we're going to war, but we'll protect each other kind of things. But then there's a big blow up after Jess reveals that a deal is being made to target Jackson and Holly. Jackson overhears Sis saying that they have no one. In a season full of eavesdropping, Jackson does it the most. FYI. Overhears a lot of conversations. Proves to be very valuable to him throughout the game. So Kat is evicted. Jackson was a vote to evict her. Not super reluctantly. In summary here, Jackson continues to lie low. Far too low this time. Really not doing much in the game at this point. They were intentionally lying low this time. He wasn't just moping. He was really trying to avoid having to pick a side, having to avoid making promises. But what the end result was is that he comes off from this week in a place where a bunch of people just made a deal to get rid of him. And he is basically the number one target in the house. The game is just being played all around him. It's not a great spot, and he's in a must win position. So no good. Another really bad week for Jackson as he takes his hand off the takes his foot off the gas again. At this point, he's targeting Christy. He's being targeted by Christy, Sis, Cliff, Nicole. A lot of people would target Jackson if they won the HOH. Jackson's influence over the week's events were nothing. Again, wasn't really taking part in the game, but that is all going to change as overhearing that from Sis and seeing that the entire house is against him, he takes his foot and he floors it, and he does not relent for the rest of the season because he's going to win this HOH, and it's a very necessary one for Jackson. So this is when the game becomes a bit more simple for Jackson. Now, up until this point, Jackson was doing well. He was playing well. He was maneuvering. He was working individual relationships, keeping himself safe, having meat shields around him, doing a lot of interesting things, very active in the game. Then everything blew up in his face on day 44, and he just gave up, played dead. Initially, he was dead. Then he played dead. That didn't work for him. And so it's at this point that he starts winning an insane amount of competitions and just has his foot on the pedal in the driver's seat the whole time. And we can just kind of push through here because there's not a ton of actual gameplay that matters from Jackson, because all the mistakes that he makes, and he makes lots of them from this point forward, don't matter. Because he ends up winning the competitions and negating them. So, let's see how this goes. Jackson wins this HOH. He wants Christy out. He eventually settles on Sis as his pawn after Cliff does some damage control with him and says that it's actually everybody else's fault and not Cliff's fault, and that it was a one-week deal and that the slate is clean and that they can work together moving forward. How many times has Jackson heard this? I don't know why he still trusts Cliff, but he does. And you know what? Eventually those tables will turn and we'll say, Cliff, I don't know why you trusted Jackson. But for the time being, it's why is Jackson still trusting Cliff? Mostly because he doesn't have anybody else. And Cliff is the person that's working him. So Jackson decides to go after Christy. He decides to put Sis up next to Christy. And it's at this point that Jackson is going to be the one. You know, really, from this point forward, like I said, Holly was really focusing on her relationship with Jackson. Didn't have a whole lot else to do from this point forward. We saw that with her game recap. It was mostly just Jackson won. Holly had her own idea. She wanted to keep Christy, so she focused on Jackson and tried to make sure that Jackson did what she wanted. Jackson, though, is very much talking to everyone in the house now. We are at a point in the game where, you know, Jackson, he's got Holly. He's talking to Cliff. Cliff is insisting that they bring in Nicole. So he's working on his relationship with Nicole. He's continuing to talk with Tommy about their deal and working together with Tommy moving forward. He is continuing to talk with Nick about being bros and how they are not targeting each other. The men need to stick together. He is talking with Jess. He is the one managing the relationship with Jess as well between Jax and Holly. He is telling Jess that he wants to work with her and move forward with her to some degree. And that's, again, like that's the whole house apart from the two people that he has nominated. So he's really starting to play the entire house. And perhaps if he had actually gone through with his plan and gotten rid of Christy, things would have worked out well for him playing the whole house like this. But as we saw over the course of this week, Holly eventually convinces him to keep Christy around, and that's going to be the start of the end for his good strategic game from week 8 onward, and it's going to be his competition game that keeps him afloat. But, point here being, Christy and Sis go on the block. Christy is going to be doing some campaigning. Sis is going to be doing some campaigning. Sis is terrible. Christy's okay. Christy wins Holly over even more. Jackson's going to win the veto. He's not going to use the veto. He continues to talk with everyone. Cliff continues to pressure them to bring Nicole in. Jackson and Holly do not trust Nicole. They don't want to have Nicole as a part of their alliance. They would rather work with Jess, but Cliff throws shade on Jess. He talks about how Nicole needs to come in and work with them. He trusts Nicole. Nicole is the person he won't leave her behind. If they want to work with him, they need to work with Nicole. So they do end up bringing Nicole in to some degree, but they are concerned about her relationship with Nick. Jackson really harps on this guys thing. He uses Jess and her pro women stance to talk to the guys and use that as a reason why he wouldn't want to target the guys and why the guys shouldn't want to target him. And then we get to the point where, of course, Christy wants to blow Nick up. Jackson loves chaos, and so he encourages it. Christy does Taco Tuesday. Holly uses that as a way to convince Jackson to keep Christy around. And Jackson eventually relents when Holly tells him that Sis is campaigning to Holly, saying that she is going to keep Holly safe. She's not saying that she's going to keep Jackson safe. It's at this point that Holly reveals that she actually had an alliance with Sis and Christy. Harkening back to the very early days of the season that we briefly touched on in Holly's game, Jackson later admits that one of the reasons why he flipped to keep Christy was because he was concerned that Holly would choose Sis over him. And so getting rid of Sis eliminates that possibility. So Jackson decides he wants to flip the vote. He gets an agreement from Christy that she will do whatever he wants. She just wants to stay one more week. She'll be a pawn. She'll target whatever. She'll throw whatever. All of that nonsense. Everything comes together. They end up keeping Christy around and evicting Sis. So, again, this week is the start of Jackson dominating the competitions. He is doing really well strategically up until the point that he allows Holly to convince him that Christy should go instead of Sis. Sis is pissed that she is the one that's going to leave, and she is very angry with Jackson. They get into a fight on her way out the door. And Christy has no intention of honoring this deal. She tries to go and make a deal with Nick to not target each other. She would actually be targeting Jackson and Holly. At this point, Tommy is kind of stuck in a position where he has to target Jackson and Holly moving forward. Nick is going to potentially target Jackson and Holly. If he has his way, if Tommy has his way, he won't be going after Christy probably, even if he wins, with Christy and Taco Tuesday. So Jackson is now made some major mistakes, and he is being targeted by Tommy, Christy, Nick, and that's very dangerous. Those are people who are very likely to win in HOH. He does have Cliff and kind of Nicole on board. He does have Jess kind of on his side, but it's not great. His target is going to be still Christy, to a degree. But Holly's target is Nick, and that's going to matter more eventually. So his influence over the week was obviously the major, but it was really Holly that got her way, even though Jackson was in control of the ultimate decision. So heading into week 9, Holly is going to win another must-win HOH, or at least close to it. And that's going to prevent Tommy, Christy, and Nick from coming after him and Holly. Holly wants to eliminate Nick from the game. That would be her target. That's who she wants to get rid of. It would be nice if Holly can manage that. Nick has been her white whale for so long, and she really wants to take Nick out of the game. Jackson, he's okay. He's fine with that. Okay, we'll take Nick out. Nick is you know, one of the few people that can compete with him in competitions. So let's do it. We'll put up Nick next to Christy. Christy's has already volunteered, so that's great. And it'll be great. It'll be fine. So it's at that point that America's Prankster is revealed. Nick becomes America's Prankster. He puts up Christy, which is what they were going to do anyway. This is when Cliff is really pushing for the final four with himself, Nicole, Holly, and Jackson. Jackson is on board with this. He wants to lock this in. They shake hands with Cliff. Nicole kind of tries to avoid it. Jackson is going to instigate a confrontation between Nick and Christy because they both kind of ratted each other out. And that happens, but doesn't have much impact. Holly is going to, like I said, put up Nick. Nick puts up Christy. Jackson was going to win this veto. He's not going to use it. Nick tells him, "Man, you didn't need to win. You didn't need to win. How do you show loyalty when nobody's looking? When you don't have to?" Really, it's kind of annoying to do a game recap when there's two people in a showmance, because their games are so intertwined in terms of the major events. But I just want to reiterate that Jackson throughout this is maintaining and having individual conversations with all of the players remaining. Nick, Christy now, Tommy, Nicole, Cliff, and Jess. Jackson is checking in with these people throughout the week, every week. Holly is not doing those things. That's a key difference. I don't want to bore you with the details of every individual check-in every time, because it really starts, like, my notes start to get insanely long because Jackson is doing so much talking in comparison to what Holly was doing in these weeks. And so I'm summarizing some of this here, but I want to make sure that you understand that Jackson is doing a lot of talking, a lot of individual work on relationships, keeping them on board to some degree, making sure that people like Cliff and Nicole are on board to be working with them. Now, a lot of this work, again, not successful work. He doesn't do much to convince Tommy or Christy or any of these people to not target him. He does do successful work with Jess. He is successful with Cliff. He is successful with Nicole. He is somewhat successful with Nick, but not to an extreme degree. But he is not successful with Christy and Tommy, which are the two people that he leaves in the game. So he's playing hard. He's not playing smart. But he's playing hard. And when we talk about a potential jury vote between Jackson and Holly, it will be interesting to see where they go, because Jackson is the one that maintained his relationships with these people. Jackson is the one talking to them a lot. Jackson is the one who worked with them, who discussed strategy with them, who talked about their lives, who had this front of this, you know, honorable, nice guy, and eventually, in some ways, stabbed them in the back, in other ways, lied about them, and in other ways, just flat out beat them. Holly is the one that focused on Jackson, and she was kind of just minding her own business in a lot of the time, hanging out with Jackson, occasionally talking with them, about strategy here and there. But Jackson is doing the bulk of the work, and I'm very curious to see how that manifests itself in the jury, because we saw on Big Brother 18 a somewhat similar structure when Nicole and I always forget this guy's name. Corey, Nicole and Corey, that Corey was doing a lot of the talking with the guys. Nicole did step it up in the late game, and that's something that Holly has not done. And so I wonder if that's what's going to hurt Holly. But it was actually Nicole's reluctance to talk too much game with people that that allowed them to really see her in the way they wanted to, instead of perhaps the way that some of the live feeders saw her, even though I still saw the right Nicole. So I'm curious to see how this will work, if the fact that Holly did not have as much of a relationship with these people as Jackson did, that will actually help her rather than hurt her. I think generally what we tend to see is that the person with the relationship is the person that's going to succeed the most. We saw that Casey had great relationships with more of the jury than Tyler did. Now, Tyler had great strategic relationships with people, but Casey is the one that had the more personal relationships with them. And Jackson has both over Holly. So that's an interesting contrast there. Anyway, that was a tangent. I'm sorry. Like I said, Jackson is going to win the veto. He's going to get into a bunch of fights with Holly. I recommend listening to the Holly game review if you want to hear more about that, because it's kind of more relevant to Holly's game than Jackson's. Nick is going to try to make some pitches. It's not going to work. Nicole is going to start telling them they can't trust Tommy. It does get them to not trust Tommy a little bit briefly, but then it's all fine again. This is more fighting. Nick makes his condom pitch. Doesn't work. Jackson and Holly at this point agree that they are in a fantastic spot. Jackson thinks that he's done the best work ever. He thinks that he's playing the whole house. He thinks he's completely safe, position in the middle. He thinks everything is going wonderfully. And in the meantime, he's being targeted by a bunch of people like Christy and Jess and even Tommy. Tommy is targeting him at this point. Sorry, Jess is not targeting him. Tommy and Christy are targeting him. That's no good. He thinks Tommy and Christy are not targeting him. Tommy and Christy are targeting him. He does not plan on winning the HOH. He thinks he's good and he doesn't need to do anything. So Nick is going to be evicted. And Jackson has a good amount of influence over this week. He wanted Nick gone, and Nick went. He could have seen Christy gone in that. Might have been a better play. Can't be sure. Again, Nick was probably his biggest threat in competitions. So we talked about this with Holly. It's back and forth there. He is targeting Christy and Jess at this point. And like I said, being targeted by Tommy and Christy. And we head into week 10, where Jackson is going to win on the wall. He thinks he didn't need to. He actually does this because he wanted to protect Cliff and Nicole. He thought that was in his best interest to protect them. In actuality, he was protecting himself. Because if Tommy or Christy had won this, they would have targeted Jackson and Holly. And Jackson probably would have gone home if Jackson didn't win this HOH. So Jackson's very lucky here. This is a very key moment in Jackson's game, because the wall has never been a competition that somebody like Jackson can win. For whatever reason this season, the design, and look, I am very much anti these Jackson is production's pet theories. I've been very clear about that. I do not think that production has rigged the game for Jackson in any way. If anything, I think that they don't want him to win. But this competition was heavily in favor of Jackson. As a taller guy, he was able to hold it up in a spot that was much more comfortable than Tommy, who was holding it like this. So Jackson actually is able to win this competition in a way that that he normally would not. If he does not win this competition, like he probably shouldn't have been able to in any other season, then he is also going to probably lose the veto. I know he claims that he threw the veto, but best case, he does slightly better at the veto. Like, it's a hard veto to definitely win, this hide and go veto. So, very good chance that he goes home in this week. Anyway, he wins the HOH. He wants to put up Christy and Jess. He wants to take out Jess. This is the right move for the wrong reasons. We discussed this at the time. He thinks that he can trust Christy and Tommy not to target him, and that if he takes out Jess, then he will be perfectly positioned in the middle of two pairs, or three pairs, I should say. And so that's his plan. He wants to take out Jess. Ultimately, like I said, this is the right move, because by taking out Jess, he's forcing Cliff and Nicole to work with him instead of against him. But that's neither here nor there. He did not know that, and he makes the right move for the wrong reasons. Holly is going to start to become more concerned about her image. They get into more fights. There's, you know, all of this stuff is happening. Jackson really set on the plan to get rid of Jess. Cliff and Nicole are going to try and talk him out of it, but to no avail. He eventually puts up Christy and Jess. Christy is not pleased. He has that conversation with Christy in the shower where she's,
"Me? Again? No!"
Nicole tries to work on Holly to get her to be on board taking Christy out. It actually works, but before that can really happen, Tommy's going to win the veto. And Cliff is going to go on the block. Cliff volunteers for the block at this point because he feels that he will be good, and he is. Tommy and Christy do try to keep Jess around, but it doesn't work. Jackson and Holly finally stop fighting, but they agree that they need to throw the next couple of HOHs because they're so perfectly positioned. Cliff and Nicole at this point decide which pair to side with in the double. They decide to go with Jackson and Holly because they anticipate that there are going to be mental competitions that they fear. Christy and Tommy more than they fear Jackson and Holly in mental competitions. So it's around this time that Jess is evicted. Cliff and Nicole finally let Jackson and Holly know that that Christy and Tommy are gunning for them. They're not pleased about that. They bring Christy up. They have her swear in front of the camera that she's not targeting them. And Jackson says, "You see that, America? I just wanted you to know. She's a liar." So Jess is evicted. This is exactly what Jackson wanted. He got what he wanted. He completely controlled the week. At this point, he is being targeted by Tommy and Christy. He is targeting Tommy and Christy. And we head into the double eviction where Nicole wins, follows through, does not evict Jackson or Holly. She instead evicts Christy, and even Christy over Tommy, which is what Jackson wanted. So he has a lot of influence over that. And then we get to post double eviction. Jackson and Holly and Cliff and Nicole reiterate their final four. Everything's great. Jackson's going to win the next HOH. His target is Tommy. He doesn't really think about nominations too much. He just kind of throws Cliff and Tommy up on the block, which eventually is going to be bad for him as Nicole wins the veto. In the meantime, though, Tommy is going to reveal that that he knew Christy. Jackson is going to use that information against Tommy if he can. Nicole, having won the veto, uses it on Cliff, which forces Holly on the block. Jackson is the first one to realize that this is a possibility, and that Nicole, that Holly could go home, and that, you know what, if they're smart, they would do that. So to prep for this, now, during Holly's recap, this is all just kind of going on, and then she's eventually saved. Jackson, the second he realizes that Holly's going to go on the block and that it's potentially in the best interest of Cliff and Nicole to evict her, is going to go to work. He starts working on Cliff and starts talking about how, look, I can't say on camera, but we've expressed before that I want the best people in the end with me, the most deserving, the people who've played the hardest. Implying that he's willing to evict Holly at the final four. And therefore, if he's willing to evict Holly at the final four, then it's best for them to take out Tommy at the final five, because Tommy is just a bigger threat anyway. He actually manages to convince Cliff, who lost his damn mind, and believes Jackson here. So Jackson's laying the groundwork for that. He does it over the course of days. He eventually has Cliff. Cliff always wanted to get rid of Tommy, but he wanted to respect Nicole's wishes as well. But Cliff has been convinced that Jackson is willing to evict Holly at the final four. But that's not enough. It's not enough. And ultimately, Cliff and Nicole decide to keep Tommy and evict Holly. However, as we saw, Jackson once again is going to eavesdrop and overhear Tommy's pitch. He then uses that pitch against Tommy by going to Cliff and Nicole and saying that Tommy used the same pitch on him and said that he wanted to work with him. We've talked about this on the podcast, but this is an excellent, excellent play. The best play Jackson made all season long. Wonderfully orchestrated and executed. He then prevents the blow up from happening that night, which allows the plan to solidify in Cliff and Nicole's minds. Then it does blow up the next day. He handles himself pretty well under the pressure. He's not the most convincing in the world, but he does enough to get Cliff with the work that he had done with Holly before, with Cliff about Holly before, that he is eventually able to have Cliff convince Nicole to make this happen. And just like that, he saves Holly. Tommy goes home, and Jackson is once again the favorite to win this game. Heads into the final four. And Holly throws the HOH under Jackson's encouragement. Now, this is another excellent play by Jackson because it prevents himself from being evicted at the Final Four in the event that Cliff wins the Final Four veto, which is likely if it's going to be a mental competition, which it usually is. So he encourages Holly to throw the HOH so that she is available for eviction. Now, this could be the thing that comes back to bite him ultimately, because what it does is it makes it look like Holly is honoring her agreement, whereas Jackson is not, to Cliff. But let's be real frank about this. That's just an excuse that Cliff is using. And if Holly had not thrown this HOH, it would be the complete same. And Cliff would find another reason to be bitter about Jackson and vote for Holly. So I do not believe this to be an actual mistake. I think this is just going to be what Cliff uses as an excuse, in the same way that Jackson is using things as an excuse for Cliff, because they're both being hypocrites. All right. So, Holly throws the HOH. Nicole is going to win the HOH. Now it's at this point in time that Cliff and Jackson make a final two deal that Cliff very quickly reneges on and says, actually, Jackson, I don't want to take you to the final two. I want to take you to the final three, and then I'm going to take Nicole to the final two. Jackson's like, sure, whatever, because I don't care about this deal anyway. Jackson then encourages Holly to make a deal with Cliff and Nicole where she says that she is willing to evict Jackson if she wins the veto. This is also sneakily clever in some ways, in the sense that he's basically encouraging Holly to make a deal she has no intention of following through on. And if she did win the veto and took Jackson, then they would be extra mad at her and not him. Unfortunately for him, she can't win a competition, and he's going to need to be the one to pull this out. And I do think that if Cliff and or Nicole vote against Jackson, this is going to be one of the reasons that that basically Jackson needed to be the one to win this competition instead of Holly, because they both made dumb deals, and Holly's was even dumber, and she would have been in even more trouble if she had won the veto and had to be the one to go against the deal. She would have used the same dumb excuses. She would have used the same line of reasoning. She would have painted herself as the victim. I do not think that Holly has better jury management than Jackson in any way, shape, or form. He's just been the more active player and therefore been talking more and doing more of the bad jury management than Holly. And if Holly was doing the jury management because she was winning things and she was being more active, then she would be using this bad jury management and people would be bitter against her instead. That's my read on this situation. Hope you followed that. Anyway, Jackson's going to win this final four veto. It's a very important one, obviously. And he is eventually going to break the news to Nicole and then Cliff that Cliff will be going home. Both him and Holly, like I said, terrible jury management. They are trying to pretend that they would never have done this if not for what happened at the final five. And it's all Cliff and Nicole's fault, and they're the victims in this situation. But because Jackson's the one holding the veto, he's the one that has to explain himself more often. And it really starts to piss Cliff and Nicole off. And once again, we're talking about jury votes. This is definitely going to be a factor, something that we have to consider when we head into the final two. Though I do think that Jackson likely has the win here. If he does not, this is probably going to be one of the reasons. So Cliff makes a pitch to Jackson that he will not have his jury vote or Nicole's jury vote if he votes him out. Jackson gets pissed off. He votes out Cliff anyway. And just like that, we are at the final three, where Jackson wins part one, Holly wins part two, and we are looking at a Jackson and Holly part three of the final three HOH, where they both take each other to the end. We're looking at a Jackson and Holly final two. We got segments from the jury where it does seem like the jury respects Jackson's game. My read on it was that they are going to vote to for Jackson to win. However, Holly does have Kat in the jury. Kat is definitely going to be a useful tool to sway votes to Holly, so you never know. But it does seem like it's going to be Jackson. We saw game recaps last night on the episode, and it did seem like Jackson's was much more impressive, whereas in previous years, it does seem like they try to make the person that they know is going to win, they try really hard to make that person's game look impressive. Didn't seem like they tried all that hard with Holly, so it really makes me feel like it's going to be Jackson, but you never know with these things. You don't. So I've kind of been doing it all the way through, but to summarize Jackson's game here, is he the greatest player of all time? Definitely not. Is he the worst player of all time? Definitely not. If he were to win, he'd probably go somewhere in the middle. Strategically, he is good. He's very good strategically. He usually knows the right things to do. He usually is able to make correct decisions strategically. Now, that's something that I said of Steve, who was the winner of Big Brother 17. Very great strategically. The difference, though, between Jackson and Steve is that Steve was always able to make the right decision with the correct read on the house. Jackson did not always have the right read on the house. So Jackson is always making the correct strategic play, but he often has the wrong read. He trusts people too much, usually. One being Cliff, he trusted too much for a large portion of the season. He trusted Cliff way too much, gave him way too much information, and allowed Cliff to basically ruin his game. He trusted Jack way too much. He trusted Jack with information that blew up his game in the immediate result of that. He trusted Tommy too much. For weeks, he was trusting Tommy not to come after him. But if Tommy had won any of those competitions, he would have targeted Jackson and Jackson would have gone home. He trusted Christy too much when Christy was promising the world to him and he believed it. He trusted Nicole too much in the end game. So bad reads. Jackson is not good at knowing who he can and cannot trust. But when he has the right read, he makes the correct decision. When he has the information necessary, he knows what to do with it. We've seen that play out a few times over the season. Strategically, again, very sound, but his read on social situations and relationships is bad. So those are two aspects, right? Socially, he's actually very good. He reaches out to a lot of people. He maintains individual relationships. A lot of people really love him in the game. However, he has a fatal flaw, which is his martyr complex, his anger issues, and his aggressive personality. That other side of him, the two-facedness, the Jekyll and Mr. Mickey, whatever. I don't remember the funny way to do that, but he has an evil side of him, and that definitely works against him socially, and that really hurt him with people like Christy, with people like Kat. Again, kind of a duality of things here with Jackson. Great strategically, but reads things wrong. Great socially, but with a fatal flaw that he really pisses people off at times and makes himself out to be a victim when that's just not the case. And then you come to his competition ability, which makes up for a lot of his flaws, especially in this season of the game. He is amazing at competitions. Great physically, great at puzzles. Great mentally. He doesn't really have much of a flaw here. There are people who are better than him mentally, for sure. There are people who can compete with him physically, and I'm sure there are people who can beat him at puzzles. But because he is so well-rounded, it was hard to find a competition that he could lose, especially as this season was so physical, and he's had such a massive physical advantage over his competitors. Now, in another season, again, if he had competed 3 years ago when it was 17% physical competitions instead of 61% physical competitions in this endgame, I doubt he would have won as many competitions. I doubt he would be seeing the success that he's seeing right now. He probably would have been evicted at some point because of the mistakes he made, trusting the wrong people, making the wrong decisions. However, that's not the case. You can only judge based on the game that he's played. And because of the game that he's played, that competition ability has done really well for him. If Big Brother continues to do physical competitions moving forward in the future, then somebody like Jackson is always going to see a lot of success on a season like this because of the amount of physical competitions. His jury management, we have yet to see. That fatal flaw of his has definitely harmed him in a lot of ways. I don't think the jury wants to vote for Jackson. However, his impressive competition ability, his impressive strategic ability, and impressive social ability, disregarding those other flaws, are so impressive that we may see the jury, in fact, probably will see the jury reward him for his game, despite the fact that they do not want him to win. But again, that remains to be seen for sure. So, that's about what I have for you with Jackson. I know a lot of people don't want him to win, but it's the way things go sometimes. And it was interesting also seeing America's opinion on him, where he started very, very low with his banishment choices as camp director, and then slowly dropped, and then massively dropped even more, and then everyone really hated him. And then, as people started to hate Christy and Jack and them more, he started to slowly rise. And then America's Prankster happened, and people were like, hey, I actually like Jackson. That's cool, right? I kind of like Jackson. He's really high. He's one of the favorites. People were talking about, can Jackson win America's favorite player? But then he went against Nicole, and that's no good. No, it was the argument with Holly. That was really sucky. Anyway, that's what we had from Jackson. So that's it for the season. Morning updates. Depending on what I've got in terms of time and availability in LA, I may go on Twitch to talk about the last few days. We'll see, but you can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. But this is going to be the last official morning update of the season. I hope you have enjoyed them across the season. I've really enjoyed doing them. This season in particular has been a lot of fun for me, even though there was a lot of nastiness and sometimes things were not fun. There was a lot of fun to be had, and talking through it with you guys always makes it so much better, no matter how bad the season is. So thank you so much for joining me all season long. You guys have helped make my dreams come true, as I am heading to the backyard in just a few days to interview these people, and I am very grateful to everyone who helped make that possible, which includes you guys so much so thank you so much. It's been a season. We'll see how it plays out here. But we will be live. I will be live with Brent in honestly just a few hours at this point. 5 p.m. Eastern, about 3 hours from now. We will have the final roundtable during the season. And I will make sure to get out the survey after this podcast ends. You'll have a couple of hours to complete it, so make sure you go ahead and do so. You'll be able to predict jury votes and all of that stuff. Final in-game rating of the season and the players. So make sure you're on top of that. Get to Twitter, find it, fill it out as soon as you can. And then Wednesday, after the finale, Brent will be hosting the finale podcast. I apologize in advance. But Rob and I will be in the backyard interviewing the players. Those will come out as soon as we can. Get them out, and it should be a lot of fun. So you can find me on Twitter, @ArmstrongTaryn. Instagram, Taryn_Armstrong. Like I said, Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Thank you so much for joining me all season long. And I'll see you for whatever season happens in the winter, if there is one. Big Brother Canada 8 or Big Brother 22. See you later, guys.